Good morning, good morning. All right, let's see. I need some applause, damn it. I'm here. All right. Yay. And a drum roll, please. Here we go. Good morning, good morning. I am Real Talk Karen Stacy, and today is our What the show. It's just, you know, let's talk. This is Real Talk. And we have Danielle, my co-host. So you are listening to What the Fuck. Let's talk with Karen and Danielle.
Good morning. Here,
my love. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I am doing okay. How are you?
I'm okay. You know, a little bit on downslope today, but yeah, moving along.
Yeah. So, WTF? In life, right?
Yes.
And obviously, you know, Danielle has about like 7 things going on this morning. Which is why we talked about us doing this show and it never came to fruition because, you know, we're old school. So when we commit to do something, we do it and then life happens and you're scrambling because doing it gets a little challenging. So, yes. You know, we need to give Danielle some extra love and support today because she made it on while she was juggling, you know, 30 different glass cups.
Yes. Cracked glass cups, by the way, just so you know.
Yes, that is very true. Cracked glass cups. Good morning. And for anybody that is tuned in, please share this, invite your friends. Jump on and comment. I see Orlando. Good morning, Orlando. If you're on here, check in. Let us know that you're here. So today's topic could keep us talking from like now until like, I don't know, right? Like I said to you, Danielle, this has like...
It's endless.
Exactly. So we're going to talk about... So initially I was going to say... we're going to talk about friends, and there's many, many aspects of how to talk about friends. So I think that the first thing we should discuss is what is a good friend to you? Like if I said to you, Danielle, or our listeners, what do you consider a good friend?
Oh God, you know, I would say somebody who matches my energy or would treat me the way I treat them. But unfortunately, as life goes on, you realize that that never really happens. So your definition of a friend has to change and alter depending on the person. You know, everybody wants to be treated a certain way, right? So you give out your energy and you give out your love and you give out your attention to your friends, hoping for reciprocation. You know, you want somebody that's going to be there. You want somebody that's going to, you know, hold you down when you're sad and will hold you up when you're sad and, you know, and be there through the tough times. And, you know, whether it's like sit on the couch and drink wine and watch TV or do whatever crazy nonsense you need to do because that's what you're feeling at the moment, or, you mm-hmm. know, just be your core person to be, you know, that you can just pick up the phone. Like, I need you. And you know that they're going to come regardless.
Right.
You know,
and that's right. Accountability.
Right. You know, you see those funny memes, right? Like, I may not be the friend that you talk to every day, but if you call me 3 o'clock in the morning and you tell me, I'm grabbing the shovel and I'm on my way. Right. So That's
Right. Right. That sounds like a terrible idea. I'll be there in 10 minutes.
that's me. I'm that person, right? I got you. I'm jumping on a plane. I'm coming for you. But you always want that you want that ride or die, right? That's what we call them. Like this is my ride or die. No matter what is going on, lows, highs, in between, kids, love my kids, hate my kids, love my husband, hate my husband, whatever. That's your person. That you
Yeah.
can pick up the phone and no matter what, it's there's that immediate connection. Like you just you're like almost like you feel complete.
Well, and
So.
no judgment, support, no judgment. And I think that the hardest part is that when someone is truly your friend, they're not gonna, they may say what you want to hear to be kind, but if they're like, depending, like you said, on the type of friend, some people just fluff you and they say what you want to hear, and they don't really say it like it is. And that is, again, sometimes we just need to call that person that's going to coddle us, right? And then sometimes we need to call that person that we know is going to be like, listen, come on, like we got to do this, like let's go. So let me see. So Angel said, very true. I'm just reading some of the comments for anybody listening. Ricardo, somebody that can bail you out of a situation time and time again and not bring it up all the time. It's
Correct.
easy to be there during the good, but a true ride or die is there when shit hits the fan. Right. So correct is right, because just what I was saying about not judging, right? Because
Right.
we all have our opinion, right? We talked about that last show. And so it is challenging when someone's going through something, you're on the other side of it, right? So you're not going through it. So your emotions don't mimic theirs. So that's why you're the sounding block. But at the same token, if that person doesn't know what you're going through, they can't really
Really
truly
can't be really
understand it.
understand. That's true. That's true.
Right? So it's a so I really loved the first thing that you said. You said that a friend is somebody that matches your energy. And that is probably why I have
No
no
friends.
friends.
Yeah.
I mean,
See, that's
and right, no, you please, okay, stop it. You have a tribe, but I understand. We pick and choose certain things. So when I say I have no friends, it is a joke. I have friends. I have a lot of acquaintances, but as far as like my people, I can probably count on one hand. And according
Me
to my
too.
grandmother, said, if you can count on one hand, people that were truly your friends, you've lived a very good life. So, I think that people underestimate the power of a good friend. I really, truly do, because when you really have that true, real friend or friends, it definitely nourishes your soul.
Yes, I agree. I have to completely agree.
Yeah, and on the flip side of that, when you have people that you thought were your true friends, and then you kind of realize that, so I don't want to say that they're not, right? So I think it's going with what you said again. When you began this, you hit every mark. You said, it depends on where you are in life, and it depends on like your feelings. So in other words, like misery loves company, for instance, right? So like when I, was broken up, when, me and my husband, before we were married, when me and my boyfriend were together and we broke up and I was miserable, I had, a friend or two or whatever that, we misery loved company. They were miserable, I was miserable. So, we enjoyed being miserable and had fun together, right? But then when my life changed and, we had gotten back together again and everything, the verbiage was kind of like, well, you have everything that I want. And that was like, whoa.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna tell you. I had a friend. Oh my God, one of my very best friends, And she lived a very secluded life. And, so when I met her, I kind of like dragged her out of her shell. Nobody, if you guys don't know me, I'm a good time. We're going out, we're having fun,
Easy,
right?
easy.
We're going out, we're having a good time. So,
Easy.
yeah, slow down, Danielle. So, but, throughout my years of growing up, I had a lot of difficulties in my childhood. And I covered my difficulties with clubbing, right? So I was out. I was all out all the time, all the time. If I've been when, a story for another time. Do people talk about you when you're younger and, spread rumors about you? You were a terrible person because I was out all the time. So I was known as like a party girl, fun, fun, fun. Anyway, so I dragged this friend of mine and I kind of little by little, eased her into going out, started taking her to clubs, go on vacation. And listen, she didn't have any money. I'd pay for her airline tickets. I'd pay for her. I wanted to go to Cancun. We're going to Cancun. Come on. And I'd pay, right? And yes, that's me. So because I want everybody to have fun with me. So if I'm having fun, there's no reason for you not to have fun. So,
Absolutely. And
and
if
I
I
had
got
the
it,
money
you
at the
got
time.
it.
And if I
Right.
had it,
If
you
I
got
got
it.
it, you got it. Because you know what? We're going to have fun. It's worth it.
Right. Correct. So living one life. So I got married and I got pregnant with my son. And obviously, it's like you're living this like crazy fun life, and then all of a sudden you get married and you get pregnant. It's like driving 100 miles an hour on the freeway and like hitting a wall, right? You can't do anything anymore. Like I'm pregnant.
Wow, that's a
So
terrible analogy, but okay.
pregnant. Fuck. Right,
Okay.
excuse me. Anyway, when I tell you that the friendship diminished, I mean like literally just disintegrated. And years later, she said, "Well, you left me." "You mean I left you?"
Right.
She said, "You weren't there anymore. Like you couldn't go out. You couldn't. Here I was enjoying this wonderful life with you, and then now all of a sudden you're a mother and you're things like, and you left me." And I was so heartbroken
That's deep, yeah.
by that that's what in a sense, And I'm still friendly with the person, but the connection is not there, obviously.
Right.
But you have this false sense of security in your friendship and your love for each other that you always feel that can withstand anything. Years and years, 10 years of friendship. I mean, ride or die, up together, work together, laugh together, play together, vacation together. This is like your sister. This isn't even your friend anymore.
Right.
And it crushed me. Like it hurt. But
Yeah, well, you know what? Maybe I'm like wrong, but I truly do think that, you said you would think that it could stand the test of time, and it should, because again, if it was your sister would still be there, regardless. And that's what life's all about, right? We grow as humans. And so this is the reason why sometimes we go through people, right? Or like if you're in a, let's say, like if your first love or whatever, and you don't necessarily, some people stay together for their whole lives because they learn how to grow and the ebb and flow is there. But then other people grow out of each other and away from each other because one goes in one direction and one goes in another direction. So,
Right.
I think, it's all about growth. And if people are not willing to take the journey with you, and grow and bend and, and go, then, yes, life sometimes takes us into different arenas, if you will, but you still gotta kind of be there. I mean, yes, it's true. If you're in Mommyville and I'm in Clubville, we
Right.
don't have a lot to talk about because you're waking up when I'm coming home. So, I could see the differential there, but I mean, and again, that's kind of like an insecurity, right? You left me. Well, I'm right here, but people definitely, it is very difficult when we're younger, like the type of relationships that you have and those connections when you're younger definitely are different when you get older, and especially if you're married. What
I
were you
had a
going to say? Go
friend.
ahead.
I had a friend. Great friend. I mean, I hung out with this girl. I go back years and years, and I moved to Florida. I moved to Florida. I was in a very, very, I want to say tumultuous, violent relationship, and I had to leave the state because it was the only way I was getting away from the guy. and I moved to Florida. And my one friend, she was upset. She was upset, and I moved back. I want to say I moved back like 2 years later. And after that, you know, throughout all of that, you know, still trying to stay friendly with her, whatever. And she was very distant. And then I would start hearing things, and she went out of her way to go and like date and sleep with guys that I used to date. And I
like, yeah,
what are you doing?
That's nice. Good for
you. What are you doing?
How did I chase, bitch?
Yeah. Why would you do that? Like, we're friends. Like, you don't do that. She's like, we're not friends anymore. You left me. And I can't tell you how many people say that to me. Like, oh, you left me. You know, I try to move on. I try to leave. I moved to Florida again. I live down here now. And the same thing, you left. But, you know, I had a son who was very ill all the time, Karen knows, allergic to every tree under the sun in New York City. And I moved down here for his health. But, you know, to them, it was a direct offense. Like, I left you.
Yeah, but look, that's ridiculous. Regardless, you don't have to defend why you chose to live in another state.
Right. But, you know, the smallest things that can really tear up a friendship that you would never even, I wouldn't even conceive the notion. Like, I would never even think like, oh, that's going to like destroy my friendship if I leave them. And it did. Like, it really did. So were you ever really friends?
You know what? That's a crazy thing. So for anybody that's just joining us, first of all, thank you so much for joining. This is What the Fuck? Let's Talk with Karen and Danielle, and we are discussing friends. And the topic just now that we were discussing is, what is a good friend to you? So if you're here, please hit that like button or say hello. I'm looking at the comments. I see Carlos. Good morning, sweetheart. How are you? I see some of my old good old people on here that used to join. So thank you so much for tuning in. If you are here, make sure you hit that follow button. If you are listening to this on the replay, make sure that you hit that follow button. You can always listen to this live where I can see your comments and we can read them. And that is here. It's Real Talk with Karen Stacey .podbean.com. And if you hit that follow button, you get a notification whenever we go live. And if you are listening to it on the replay, you can listen on any podcast platform that you like. And I know a lot of people are like, what the hell? I don't understand this. But literally anything. You can listen on Apple podcasts. You can listen on Pandora. I mean, Spotify, wherever it is that you prefer to listen to, because some people don't like to download apps. Even though we have 7,000 of them on our phones, you know, it is what it is. So hit the like button and definitely make sure that you, let us know that you're here and, you know, chime in.
So Karen, I see that we have a few guys here. Like, I would love to know like friendship issues that guys run into, because they can beat the crap at each other and then
they're good
at each other and go get a beer. Like,
yes. Yes, I know. And that is very funny. Yes, I do too. And it is that's a really good, you know, observation, because yes, women are very different than men. We all know this. And that is the reason why, I certainly have always had, you know, best friends that were men, especially growing up. Now that I'm established, and I'm the woman that I am, I do. I mean, it's like I said to you, I go, I don't know, every time we go out, I pick up women now instead of men. Like, I don't understand this. Like, I was never like this before. But
funny enough, last night at dinner, I was talking about one of my friends from my childhood, and my daughter goes to me, she's 12. Mom, why are you friends with so many boys? And my husband dropped his knife. He goes, tell us. <It's
hilarious>. He got nerve.
Friends with so many guys, Danielle. I'm like, because girls are terrible. So, you know, but yes, I envy men, because they can move past it so much faster than women. You know, women hold grudges forever. And, you know, a lot of it doesn't make sense, you know, for whatever reasons, the friendships don't, they're not reciprocated, or, you know, not, again, I go back to the type of friend I am. I am that friend. I am there. No matter what time you call me, you pick up that phone. Danielle, I need you. If I got to get on a plane, I'm getting on a plane. If you need me to drive, you know, 3 hours away, I'm coming for right. you. You know, right. but that's just me. I got you, that because I love you.
Well, I also think that there's a different interpretation of that, meaning like, so some people look at it as like what you just discussed, something trivial, like that you're not there, you know, like, you know, how sometimes you and I can be on the phone 37 times in one day and then we don't, or text or whatever. And then, you know, we don't hear from each other for a couple of days or could be weeks depending or whatever. And I'm like, all right, she's doing 3,000 things and she has no time for nobody. And, you know, like jokingly. So, but I think that that's the interpretation, is that some people think that being a good friend may be, you know, doing that banter back and forth or the chit chat or whatever. You know what I mean?
You cannot talk to, I have friends that I cannot talk to for months and I pick up the phone like we didn't miss a beat. You
Correct.
Know, but then, you know, I have certain friends that I sit back sometimes and, you know, obviously, you know, they've all, you know, gone from my life for the most part now. But, you know, you sit back and you're like, God, I wasted years and years, like we said last week, on somebody that didn't even really like me. You know, they were with me because it was fun. They were with me, I guess, to watch you while you were low. They were with you for whatever you could provide them at the time. And as soon as all that dries up, they take off, you know, the whole reason, season or a lifetime, why people come.
I was just gonna say that. That is so funny. That's exactly what I was gonna say. And yes, it is very true, but that's what I'm saying, is that, you know, people have different interpretations. You know, I'm very much the same way. I mean, I have people in my life that, I am the type, I always will reach out to people and check on them. I usually spend my mornings actually texting people, asking them if they're okay, especially if I know that they're going through something. When I tell you that sometimes I laugh because I look at my phone because I'm like, wow, this must be off. I haven't gotten one text or one phone call all day. Like, what is it on, like, plane, airplane mode? Like, what's the deal with that? So, you know, I don't, it is what it is. And everybody is different, you know, and some people are caring and some people are, have the time and make the effort, you know, to be, I guess, supportive. I know when I was going through a horrific time, I appreciated those good morning texts from, you know, the people that sent them. You know, just knowing like, hey, you're not alone, you know, it helped, because when you go through things in life and you feel lost and you feel alone, knowing that you're not alone, you know, helps. And it may sound trivial, but, you know, again, random acts of kindness. And, you know, that doesn't even have to necessarily be a friend. Sometimes you see people, look at social media, for instance. I've gone on Facebook and seen people like say, that's it, I've had enough. I can't live anymore. And I'm like, what the fuck is this?
Right.
Like, what? I don't even know this person. And I'm like messaging, like, wait, like, you know, like, what are you doing?
I have a friend that I message back and forth and they message me and, you know, they're not having the best time. And I'll check in like, you good? What's going on? You know, and they'll rant and I give my response and then they'll reach out to me like, you good? And I'll rant and I'll give my response. Okay, I'm just checking in, you know, make sure you're
right.
Good. I'm here, you know?
Right. But. And sometimes you need, you know, it helps. And I mean, but here's the bad part. And this goes back to what kind of friend you are. Don't tell somebody that you're there and then you're not. Because that is worse, because you know what I mean by that, right? When
yes,
people are
I
like,
know.
Oh yeah, I got you. And then like, you know, they don't. And I hate when people say, I got you. My skin crawls, because I could say that there's maybe one person that has said, I got you, that was really there. And the rest, it's like, you know, a false sense of security, like you just mentioned, you know, before. And I hate that. Do not tell me that you're there if you can't be there. And I understand that life gets in the way, but you know what I mean. There's no intention of somebody being there.
You know, I also don't ask for much. Like I would hope that you would treat me the way you want me to treat you. And I treat you the same, right? I had a situation, my husband's father passed away years ago. And I was, you know, a couple of towns away. It was about 2 hours away. And I had asked someone, listen, I need the biggest favor from you. Can you please drive an hour with my kids so that I can get them? Because I didn't want my kids at the funeral, but they wanted to be at the after, you know, the after services and stuff like that,
right?
The luncheon, whatever. Can you bring my kids to me so this way I don't have to drive 2 hours home and 2 hours back? I can't tell you. I cannot tell you the argument and, oh, I don't really want to do that. Blah, 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 da, 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 da. And it went on and on and on. And I lost my mind. I lost my mind because I was like, first of all, I never ask you for anything. I just don't, because I'm not that person. You know what? And right. if I'm going to I don't want to say lower myself, but if I'm going to bring myself down to a point where I ask you for a favor, I'm not expecting a no.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know?
No.
And,
yep.
And when I tell you, yes, I got pushback and I was, and it totally like altered my thinking towards this person for a hot minute. And it makes you change how you are with them, what you think, and I guess your expectations, I guess, would be the best.
Right, because once somebody shows you who they are, believe them. Yes. You know, and so, yes, and that is very true, right? There's like a meme, I think I had posted it once, and it said, if I ask you for help, it means I need it, or something,
it's
you know,
correct.
To that effect, because
correct.
It's like, you know, at that point, it's like, okay, this is where I am, and people that, now on the flip side of that, right? Let's give props to those people that set boundaries, because there are those friends that will always ask you for something and they will drain the ever loving shit out of you. And then if you put up a boundary and you can't be there for them because it's taking away from your own life, then that's a different story, right? So we have to understand, like, we're talking about people that are worthy, if you will. So that's a big thing is, and we talked about this last week, right? Boundaries. So, you know, understanding that, like, you know, there are people I have, you know, some in my life that is important to me that has been going through some health issues and stuff, and they have changed completely. And the only time that I hear from them is if they need a ride someplace, or whatever. And you know what? I do it because I know they're going through a hard time and I don't want them to do it alone. And if they're asking me to go with them, then that obviously means that they need somebody with them. Are they a good friend to me? No. Do they reciprocate? No. So what do I have to do? I have to pick and choose when or if I can offer them what I don't have. All right, Danielle is building a house over there now.
That's my dog. He's tap dancing. He wants to go outside bed.
Oh my God. And now Siri heard that too. And she started chiming in too. We got the dog. We got Siri. We got everybody going on here. I see a couple of people join the room. Mr. A, I haven't seen you in a hot minute. Listen, if you guys are liking the show, hit that like button, please. You're listening to What the Fuck with Let's Talk with Karen and Danielle. And so Danielle asked a question. We have a couple of gentlemen in the room. Danielle wanted to know a male dynamic on friendship. So like you know, we're talking like, you know, I don't know. You probably think this is like a witch hunt because you got the two women yipping about other women. You know, and which I'm sure you've all heard before, don't get me wrong. But I would say that it goes both ways because I do have, like, you know, it is easier to have a friendship with the opposite sex, 110%, because the only issue between the opposite sex and you is sex. So if sex is off the table, then you can be friends.
Right, but there goes that story too, right, where they say men and women cannot be friends because if a guy is friends with you, unless you're
he wants
ugly,
to bang you.
He wants
right.
to have sex with you.
Right. You're ugly. I don't agree with that. I have
I don't
many
agree.
friends.
I don't agree with that either, but my husband says different things.
Yeah, well, you know what? Don't listen to him.
I don't.
Come on.
But
hello.
I don't.
But you know what? And then again, sometimes if you do have sex, it just makes your friendship better in the long run because, you know, you end up realizing that that is nothing more than friendship. And, you know, it is what it is. But, you know, I don't believe, you know, again, especially when we get older, when we're younger, you know, hormones go a little crazy, you know, maybe it's like, okay, you
know, but that can ruin a friendship too. Like, you know, I mean, I've had situations where I've had guys and I'm like, I'm not going there with you because
right.
it ruined the friendship. And they're like, but no, I'm not doing that. You know, I'm not doing that. And,
right.
But, or, you know, I've had a situation where I did do it and it was the most God awful thing that ever happens in my life. Well, one of the most
correct
things. And I was like, oh my God, why'd I do this? You know, and that ruined the friendship too.
Oh, see, I think, I don't know, maybe I was lucky because I, you know, if I did that, you know, it was kind of like, you know, like, it was kind of like, not like a one night stand, but, you know, it's kind of like, all right, we won't discuss it. All right, that was over and done with. I love you. All right.
Done. That was terrible.
Yeah, well, I love you. You know, you want to go shoe pool? You know.
That's hilarious.
So, you know, I think, like anything else, right, matching energy, like you said, you know, in the beginning of the conversation, it really is just who you are aligned with. But I think that what happens between men and women, and it also happens between friendships. Now, I don't know if men would agree with me on this, but like I
very
do,
tight-lipped these men. They're not. They're
they
not
always are. That's why you can't count on them to express. They get quiet. They don't want to.
Uh-huh.
They don't want to
no,
be.
Then,
they don't want to be
not
shouted
be
at.
The one. Yeah.
Right. Some of them do, but some of them don't. But I think so. What I think happens in relationships is, you know, like you do fall in love with a person, and that has nothing to do with sex. It has to do with loving that human and loving who they are, loving what they bring into your life, loving the way that they make you feel. And you do kind of sort of fall in love with them, but that doesn't mean it's sexual. You know,
right.
And so I think that people get confused in that scenario. So when you have a man and a woman and you guys become really good friends, and they become your best friend, you do kind of sort of fall in love with them, but it doesn't necessarily mean that there's a physical attraction there. Like I am in love with a lot of my girlfriends, but I have no desire to have sex with them. You know, so I think that that's where the lines become blurred with a male-female relationship, is that, you know, you really do, you know, those people that are special to you are special to you. And whether they have a vagina or a penis has nothing to do with it. You know what I mean? Do you concur or you?
I do.
Oh, okay.
No, I completely agree.
I wasn't sure because sometimes some people might be listening to this and go, she's on some other shit right now. I don't know what
no.
the hell she's talking about.
First of all, guys are so much easier. You know, and once you get past the whole sex thing, you know, I can't tell you, I learned friendship wise or I want to say behavior wise, so many things from my guy friends. I try to pass those lessons off to my daughters now. They're starting to navigate middle school and.
Do we lose you, Danielle? Uh-oh. Danielle has left the building.
Yeah, because somebody decided that they wanted to call me.
Yeah, I see. And this, I'm surprised that
Decline.
This is only the first time because,
Decline.
You know, you have 7,000 phone calls.
I know. Actually, my phone rang before, but you were yakking, so you didn't notice. Anyway, that was good. So, you know, I just got a lot going on in my house right now. So these guys, you know, growing up, just being around them, first of all, one, because you're a neighborhood girl, they know you grew up with them. We've all went to elementary school, everything together. They protect you, right? And then, you know, they teach you the ins and outs. Don't talk to that guy, this one, this, that, make sure, you know, and they give you all the scoop in the background, like, you know, how to protect yourself against boys or this girl talked about you. And they tell you, you know, and I prefer that because I prefer the honesty. You know, I don't, I guess I have been talked about, you know, I have talked about, right? Because, you know, even with the best friendship, at some point you're going to get angry and you're going to talk about your friend. You just are. Are you there, Karen?
I'm here. I'm listening.
Yeah. So, you know, you are. You just are. You know, I had a disagreement with a friend, I want to say about 2 years ago, and she's like, "Well, on my 40th birthday, you said bad things about me." And so and so told me. And I remember being very upset with her. And I looked at her and I said, "You know what? I probably did. Don't ask me, it was 10 years ago. I don't remember now. But at that time, yeah, I probably said something nasty about you because I'm nasty and I hate to say it, I'm so honest." Shut up. I'm so honest. I'm so brutally honest and I'm so verbal that the stuff comes flying out my mouth before I can snatch it. And then sometimes I sit there and I go, "What is wrong with you, Danielle?" But it's gone and there's nothing I can do to take it back because in the moment, that's how I'm feeling. But you know what? I respect people. Karen talks to me like that. She's very honest and I respect it more because I know where it's coming from. And I would rather somebody talk to me like that. Maybe it hurts my feelings a little bit, helps me thicken my skin. But I know that there's no bullshit behind what she's saying. No rose-colored glasses where she's going to say, "Oh, well, you know, I didn't this, that, the other," and then go talk about me to somebody else.
Well, and it's funny because that would be one of the topics that I was going to say, but you know what I was going to discuss as well. That'll be another question. But in regards to what you're saying, okay, I have a problem with that. And what I have a problem with is that if you talk to me and you're talking to me about, you know, whomever, I am not, to me, being a good friend is not going to whomever and telling them what you fucking said. So, you know, and so I'm sorry, I cursed, I shouldn't, but I don't like that because if you're talking to me, you know, I'm like, it's like, you know, like attorney privilege, you know, and I, if you're speaking to me about somebody else, I'm not gonna go back to that person and I'm not gonna say, you know, X, Y, and Z. Like, well, Danielle said this. Now, you're one of my best friends, and someone is talking shit about you. Then I may be like, listen, like, and I probably, you know, and I'll be like, look, just go easy with this one. You know, I'm not gonna get into nothing, but be careful what you say to that person, you know, and I try to be that way. But I feel that if you are venting, if you are truly my friend and I'm venting to you about something or discussing anything with you, if you are discussing what I'm discussing with you to your friends, I have a problem with that.
Right. Well, you and I had friends with this person, I don't know, 20 something years. I mean, but at that moment we were not talking for like 3 months. We were in the middle of a disagreement, and this was right before I moved to Florida. And I was invited to that person's party, and the rift was still there, but I knew I was moving. So I said, "Huh, you know what? I'll go. Just I'll extend that olive branch." But it was such a tense, you know, situation, even, you know, even with all the people there to kind of like balance the tension. And so, you know, talking to this one person, whatever, and they went back and they said something to her, and she's like, "I, you know," and she didn't appreciate it. But you want to know something? It's probably nothing I didn't already say to her face.
Right.
Because
And
that's
that's me. I feel the same way. But yeah, but it's still not right. You don't do that. People, anybody listening right now, don't go yapping other people's stuff to other people. Mind your business and keep your mouth shut. If someone talks to you, don't go gossiping or stirring the pot. Like, don't shut your mouth. Sorry, go ahead.
no. And I also had another friend once tell me and her were arguing, and she's like, "I'm not fighting with you, Danielle, because I'm unlike you. I don't wake up in the morning and sharpen my tongue." Okay. You know, and I know I'm very direct, and I know I come across very forceful. But it's because in that moment I'm very upset and I'm really angry, but I'm honest. I'm honest in everything I say. I don't talk to talk, and everything I for the most part that I say has a purpose in a meeting. I'm not talking, oh, there's people outside, the sky is blue, the wind is blowing. Right. I'm not that person, you know? Right. And so people don't like it when you come at people so directly like that, no matter how they may love you. Oh, Danielle's great, she's fun, she's this, she's my best friend. But then you come at them with your mouth. I had an ex-boyfriend. He used to tell his friends, we broke up. He couldn't handle my mouth. He's like, look at her, she's beautiful, she's sexy. That mouth of hers will make any guy run from the room. But I don't know how else to be. You know, I was taught to be direct, and I am very direct, and it decimates things, friendships, relationships, everything, you know, because people don't want that. They want you to be that little friend with the glass of wine, and they want you to fluff the whole thing. And I don't
know. Well, give me a glass of wine and it gets even worse, because
I know
I'm already filter compromised. So now you give me a glass of wine. The wine, you know, after one or two, it's coming out. And I mean, I've been known to, like, I've been trying over the years, I've been trying to, what's the word I'm looking for? Curtail, you know, my mouth. Right. And so I take it from where it comes from. I realize that when people are acting a certain way, it's probably on them or whatever. And I am not a confrontational person. So I will just try to diffuse the situation, and I will go with it, and I will accept them for who and what they are and all that stuff. And then I get to a point where I got no more love and light left for you. And I have a couple of drinks and you get that text message or phone call. And then I'm like, oh shit. And I look at my phone the next day and I'm like, well, everything I said was true, but probably shouldn't have said that. But you know, you reach a certain point and you can't help it. And my feeling is that if God forbid I die tomorrow, you know how I feel about you. There's never a question in your mind. Like, you know, I never knew how Karen really felt. No, you would know. If you're in my life, you would know. If you don't know me, then you might be like, oh, I never knew if she liked me or not. She's always so standoffish or whatever, right? But if you're in my life,
they know.
You know. People you know. You know how I feel about you. And again, it goes back to what we were talking about for our first show, right? Mm-hmm. Are you rude? Am I rude? So these things come off as rude or whatever. But again, you got to know the person. Now, me, for instance, friends with you, we are both very verbal and vocal. You are a Scorpio. You do have razor blades on your tongue, and you are a very confrontational person when pushed to there. Okay. More so than I try to diffuse a situation. You usually react immediately to the situation. So we react opposite, and then we flip, and then you will be more rational about things. And then I may flip, because I get pushed to a certain point. And like I said, I try really hard. Love and light. I try to accept. I try to whatever. And then you push me 1 second too far. And I always say, I'm the sweetest bitch you'll ever meet, because I will be real sweet. But you push that button and you're done. And so it is very difficult navigating, because, but see, now I know how you are. So this is my point, right? To being a true friend. I know how you are. And when you are there, the last thing I'm going to do is push you over the edge. So you're going to go off and I'm going to, All right. Listen to me, Danielle. Danielle, what? Mm-hmm. Breathe. Yes. Take a second. Mama, I'm with you. Danielle, what? Breathe, Danielle. I'm breathing, Karen, but you know what? I'm fucking pissed. I'm not breathing right now. Blah, blah. Don't tell me to breathe. I got to get this out. I'm going to say what I got to say. And blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay.
Gotta say what all I gotta right. Say.
Okay. Breathe, mama. Just breathe. And then you're like, all right. Enough with the breathing. Okay. I'm breathing. But I'm not like, you know, and so again, you have to know the person because I know when launching missiles, exactly, the dude show is here. Yeah, and so, but this is the point that I think about, you know, our subject, right? What is a good friend to you? To me, a good friend is somebody that knows me and that knows when to push and when not to push, when to love on me and when to maybe love and push. Maybe when you need to just say the truth and let it sit and run, or whatever the case may be. To me, that's what a good friend is. So, like we were discussing earlier, we have friends that want to be coddled. Some people just like you were saying, right? We don't talk with nothing behind it. Some people just like to talk to hear themselves talk. We are not that type of person. So you know those friends, right? And those friends usually are more egocentric, more selfish, more self-absorbed, and they want to talk, they want to hear themselves talk, and then they want validation for everything that they just said. Then you get the people that need to just vent because they got to get it out, which again, that goes back to like men, right? We were talking about men. Like men will punch each other in the face, curse each other out from left to right, and then they're done.
They'll brush each other off and then they'll go have a beer. I don't know.
And then they're done, right? And women are like, you know, when we
I'm
were
hating her to
five,
my grave. That's right. When I
right? When we were
was.
five, she said something. She stole my first boyfriend, and I never got over that. Like, okay, you know, and again, if I stole your boyfriend when we were five, maybe I'm not a good friend, and you should learn that at five. You know, so I think that being a good friend means knowing, and I think in general, being a good human is knowing your audience, right?
Well,
I
you know,
mean,
right. But you know, also sometimes you get just like within relationships, right? You get caught up in a friendship and a love that you have for a person that
very
you
true.
overlook their
Very true.
mistakes, right? So even like with a
Very
boyfriend,
true.
right? You forgive them, your girlfriend, you forgive them. So you do this, right? Because you love this person. They've been part of your life since you were a
Yes.
child, and you forgive and you forgive and you forgive. And then when the relationship or the friendship, you know, comes to an end, you mourn it, you know,
Yes.
like a whole loss. And you know, I have been through so many friendships and so many ups and downs. And Karen says I have a tribe, but meanwhile, no, I don't really tribe. But you know, my expectations aren't
Yep.
really, I don't have huge expectations of my friends. I would prefer, I would like them to treat me the way I treat them. I don't get that. But you know, in my times of troubles and travesties, which I'll you know, in my deepest, darkest days, I would like them to be there to hold me up because I can't even stand on my own two feet. And when you
Yep.
don't get
Yep.
that is the most heartbreaking thing. You know, my father,
Yeah.
just a little information, my father was killed in a horrific accident 2.5 years ago. And my father loved my friends. I mean, loved my friends, took them in, they lived with him, you know, used to take them on vacations, this, that, the other thing. And I needed these, I needed the people. I needed my
Right,
people.
your extended
And
family, if you will,
right,
that
I needed
shared
my
that
people.
love.
Right. You know, listen, they have kids, they have lives, and they have stuff like that. And I, you
Absolutely.
know, maybe I had too much expectations, but you know, considering who, you know, my father was to them, who called him daddy, who called him this, who called him that, I think I
Right.
expected more. And when I didn't get it, I
Yep.
felt like not only I lost my dad, but I felt like I lost them as
Yep.
well.
Yep.
And then the people that I was not expecting at all, they were my champions. You know, they were there. They were like my pillars holding me, you know, up to the sun. And it changes the direction of your mind, like in your thought process. Like, well, wait a minute, you know? And it took me on a totally different journey, you know, in my friendships. And you know, so you know, I'm 54, I'm still learning, you know. I'm still learning friendships and how to navigate them. It's so crazy.
It absolutely is, which is why, like I said, this topic we could talk about friends and different aspects of it for the next 20 shows. You know, and so you said, you know, so to me, my problem is certainly expectations. I can't not have an expectation, because I know what I want and what I need. And I think if you're in my life, you should be there to, you know, bring me whatever you can. So again, realistic expectations. I mean, you can't, like you said, P, we all have our own lives. It's not like, you know, my husband, I had certain expectations and he had to meet every freaking one of them. But he was mine. So right. That was different. But when you have friends, they can't always meet all your expectations because they do have a husband or a wife or children or whatever, significant others. And sometimes you can't just drop everything like we did when we were kids, right?
But I still do. See, that's the
crazy part. I was just about to say that.
I love my husband because he entertains all my tasks. And he does. But, you know, if I told him I gotta go, he's like, hey, get on plane, go.
Well, again, but and again, that is an expectation that you have of your husband because your husband understands and knows who you are. So you expect him to support you and be there for you and understand that this is the type of person that you are. So yes, in certain scenarios, you do have to drop everything and you do have to be there for somebody, especially when something tragic happens. You know, if somebody needs you, you should be able to be there for them. And so, yes, I have a very small, you know, group of people that I would, you know, that I expect. And I don't, you want to use that word because it sounds messed up to say expect, but right. I know, you know, would be there, I guess you could say, right? I don't expect them. I know they will be there. I guess that would be a better word because expect to right. me sounds like, you know, nasty, but like, you know, I know that they would be there. And so I think that what happens is that we don't understand it, especially in life. I always say, God bless those people that have never been through something that they don't understand what it feels like when you are in need. And, you know, ironically, you know, a little, you know, personal background here, you know, Danielle and I spoke about our friendship, you know, and I mean, so we've known each other since I was with my husband since I was 21, I'm 53. So we've known each other since 21. Were we friends during that time? No, we were in the same circle and we tolerated one another and we were way too much alike to actually become friends. And then when, you know, at, you know, I mean, there's a lot to discuss and I'm just going to fast forward because there's too many things to go through. But that said, when my husband died, you know, who was Danielle's best friend growing up and who she married one of my best friends growing up, you know, again, Danielle and I knew each other. We tolerated each other. I always liked her because, and I knew that she was just protective of her friend. I got the whole thing. But when my husband died, this woman was here in my house morning to night, and her husband had my kid. And it was like, you know, there was no, I mean, she was me for 4 days, and she went through every piece of paper I had and everything else. And I still don't even remember half the things she did. I remember her handing me the phone and saying, tell them it's okay for me to talk to you, to them. And I'm like, it's okay. And that's about as much as I can remember. But what I remember is that she was here. And, you know, I didn't ask her to do it. I didn't expect her to do it. I had her and, you know, three other people that were here and were my, you know, basically wiped my ass for me.
I remember coming into your house and just telling you, Karen, I am so sorry, but I'm going to tear apart your life.
Yes.
And you said,
but
okay.
you put my life back together again when
well,
I couldn't.
I know. I mean, she again, a little background, you know, obviously Cameron was shocked and mourning, and she needed help. I mean, another story for another time, obviously funerals, yep, mourning and all that stuff is it's a lot of work, but you know, obviously, yeah, when it happens so unexpectedly, the shock to your system is it's blinding. It's, you know, so I had been traveling. It was my first summer. I had just moved to Florida and it was my first summer back to New York. Karen had invited me to the Beach Club and I was worked remote from home and I took my laptop and my headset and I sat at her desk and I tore her house apart and then put it back together again. And at the
right,
end of it,
and
when
so
I was done, I handed her a file and said, this is
which everything. I still have. And so the reason why I was saying going into that a little bit, and I know it's a little deep for people and they may or may not want to hear it. Unfortunately, and again, like fast forward, you know, we're friends, we've been friends, and then this tragedy happened.
Yeah, but it's what you do for friends. It's that unexpected expectation that you never really ask for or expect, but when something happens, it doesn't matter. It could be like, I'm divorcing my husband, or I found my girlfriend cheating, or oh my goodness, oh my God, or oh my God, I had the worst day, I lost my job. That person
right.
just steps up. They got you the whole
right.
way.
But what I was going to say is that there are a lot of people in life that have never really been through, and God bless everybody that hasn't, you know, that haven't been through life-altering, life-changing events. And when you go through them, like fast forward, you know, you were here while I was going through this tragedy, and then you yourself went through a tragedy. And it puts a lot into perspective. And when it comes to what you know, the people in your life that you know are there for you, it's very, very different. And it's not about who's a better friend. It's not about who you know longer. It's not about any of those things. It's about being there for somebody in their darkest moments. And sometimes that means filing paperwork. And sometimes that means listening to them cry. Sometimes that means letting them vent and scream and yell. Sometimes it means calling them, you know, 100 times a day to make sure that, you know, they're not in a corner somewhere. You know, there are so many different aspects to it. And I think that the thing is that in life, yes, you can't always be selfless. But I think that when you have the right people in your life, that you can be selfless because they're not going to rob you of, you know, what you need, right? Like we have to all right. have a cup that's full, and that person isn't going to take away what you can't give.
That's funny you say that. I have a girlfriend and Karen knows her, and she is everything that is love and light. When I tell you, she is this most smiley, happy, most energy positive person. And I love her dearly. And she tells me every day, Danielle, if this person does not fill your cup, get rid of them.
Mm-hmm.
Get rid of them, because you don't need anybody to take from you. You need somebody to give to your life, not take from you. And you do, like, you start to analyze and evaluate now when you start meeting people. You're like, oh, this person calls me all the time. All they do is complain. All they do is, do I really want to be
right.
friends with this person? You know,
right?
Or, you know, this person's like, you know, cheery and happy, and you know, hey, you want to do something? You want to go for a walk? You want to, and just
right.
bring goodness into your life, and that may
right.
be somebody you want to like start steering to.
Right. And so the problem is that some of us are just very used to having toxic relationships. And when you have a toxic relationship, either you have to break free from it or you have to change the dynamic. And changing the dynamic of any toxic relationship is work. And, yes. you know, for instance, you know, when I was in my dark times, it's no secret, I drank a lot. And I did that with certain people. And when I'm with those people, my first go-to is to drink too much. And I don't do that anymore. So I say to myself, well, what the hell are you doing? Why did you drink that much? Like, there's no reason for you to do that. This is not where your life is now. Don't do that. And don't make the association, oh, I'm with this person and we drink. You know, you got to change the dynamic. So what the advice that your friend has given you, to take that a step further, is you said in the beginning of the show, you have to match energy. And so if anybody doesn't understand what that means, I'm going to break it down real quick. When you are around somebody, you know how you feel, meaning you're around somebody. And like you said, this girl is love and light, and you're around that person and you just want to smile. You want to laugh. You feel good. Then there are people that you're around and you're like, all of a sudden you're feeling like agitated, or, you know, you're like, wait, what, something, everything's bothering you or whatever. That's energy. So you have to match that. So just like you were saying, you start evaluating things. If yes, in the logical sense, we can evaluate, but we don't, if we just pay attention to how we feel, that gives us everything we need to know. And especially, you know, God forgive me, men, you know, men are simple. And that's the reason why I think they are the way they are, because they hang out with somebody and they know right away, like, you know what, that dude is full of shit. Or they are like, you know what, he's cool people, I could take him or leave him or whatever. And they categorize real fast. And they just do that off of the energy that they're getting from that guy. Guys that are listening right now, hit a freaking like button, do something, because y'all are just, everybody's just listening. You know, we went in deep on the conversation. When everybody's just listening and nobody's commenting, you know, we hit a spot. But that would be my best advice to anybody, is trust the energy. And maybe you think I sound like I'm nuts, but, and I am, but it's true. If, you know, if somebody's in a bad mood, right, and you're around them, you feel like all of a sudden changes, right? So, you know, this is what happens, is that you have to pay attention to the energy. Oh, thank you. I got a freaking like. Thanks, dude. Oh, my. Still hear me? Because my headset seems to have a disconnect.
Yeah, I can still hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yes, no?
Yes.
Oh, okay. You know what? One of my things disconnected. I'm sorry. I don't know what the hell happened. You know, I'm not real good with these earbud things, so I didn't know if I had it right or not.
Technically challenged.
Technically challenged is definitely the deal. All right. So we are coming to the end here. We have a lot of things we can discuss with this, and we can, you know, bring this up on another show. I don't want to, you know, keep everybody here all day. But in a conclusion, Danielle, what would be, when we're, you know, in our topic, right? What is a good friend to you? Let's conclude. What are your final thoughts?
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. No pressure.
No, yeah, no pressure. Why do you do this to me? I'm very bad at tests. what is a good friend to me? You know, Karen, you are a good friend to me. Somebody that's going to love me regardless of who I am as a person, understand all my ups and downs and falls, accept me for who I am, you know, and willing just to build a life with me, you know, whether, again, whether we're clubbing or whether we're sitting on a couch or, you know, sitting on a beach chair or, you know, and just understand who I am deep down and without judgment, you know, knowing that all of my things and all of my issues, there's really good inside, you know?
Right. But you know what? And I don't like that. And so I don't like the word issues either.
Oh, I got some issues.
Well, listen,
girlfriend's got issues.
Yeah, but that's not the right, you know, like we all have things, and I don't think they're issues, they're things. Right. And so, you know, my opinion on that too is, again, you got to know your audience. So, you know, Danielle is, you know, a ride or die. I mean, I just said one instance. I could tell you quite a few instances that she was there. And that's again for another show. That said, being friends with Danielle is challenging because she has a lot of moving parts. So if I take it personally, when she doesn't get back to me or she doesn't call or whatever, then that's on me because it has nothing to do with how she feels about me. It just has to do with life. And so, yeah, are there days that you get in your feelings where it's like, you know, I haven't heard from this bitch, but you know, this is the type of person that when you're friends with this type of person, it's like me, I'm outspoken. I'm, you know, both Danielle and I are, we can't date an insecure man, an insecure controlling man, because they would kill themselves in 3 seconds because that's not who we are. We have to be allowed to be who we are. And you need to trust and know that this is who we are. So, you know, knowing your audience is huge. And so you cannot take things personally. And if you do, and they are your friend, open your mouth. And I will say, Danielle, what's up? You don't, I don't hear from you. I got to touch you. And you're always like, I'm sorry. I got 7 things going on. This happened, that happened. I mean, even when Danielle was in New York, I was with her. And I couldn't even spend time with her, with the exception of being in her presence, because she was on 3 phone calls. No, I'm sorry. 1 phone call. And then text messages and everything. And I'm looking at her. At one point, I just stopped talking. I'm like, okay, when you're done on the phone, like, let me know. And this is how her life is. So, you know, do I take it personally? No. Do I like it? No. But, you know, it is what it is, right? And so eventually, you know, I will get her attention, but it's because she's being pulled in all different directions. So, you know, like get out of your feelings sometimes with your friends. And if you feel a certain way, open your mouth. And if they are your friends, they will listen and they will take your feelings into consideration. And hopefully they will try better to, you know, give you what you need and not do the things that bother you a little bit. And again, the other thing I want to go back to is if you're close with someone and someone is venting to you and they are one of your best friends, you do not go back to any said people and say what they said to you, because when someone tells you something, it's not yours to repeat. So keep your mouth shut. And just keep it moving and don't get in the middle of other people. Let people deal with their own stuff and mind your business. Right?
Correct.
All right. So that's where I am with all of this. So now, before we leave, real quick, Danielle's birthday is coming up in a couple of weeks. And for anybody that wants to come, we are having a Scorpio birthday bash. And it's going to be at Fire and Oak in Croton. Everybody is invited. It's from 8 to 12. And we're going to have a DJ. We're going to do some old school music. And we're going to have some fun. So anybody that is in the New York area, that is in Westchester County, I posted 100 times on there. Everybody is invited. Danielle is coming up from Florida. If we have any stalkers, we are going to have security there, so don't get any funny ideas. And nice. We don't even need security because we'll beat your ass ourselves. But anyway,
nice.
Thank you. So I just wanted to preface with that because some people think they know you and they want to, you know, like stalk you and stuff, and I'm not with that. So please come. We always have a great time when we go out, and that is November 11th. Which is a Saturday, November 11th, 8 p.m. at Fire and Oak. Two of our like friends that we know, that Danielle grew up with. It's their place. It's really beautiful, and we're gonna have tons of fun. And if it is your birthday, we are gonna celebrate your birthday as well. So just message me if you want to come. If it's your birthday, we're gonna put you on the list, the birthday list, and we're gonna have some fun, right, Danielle?
Yes, I'm very excited.
Yes.
Told you in the beginning of this thing. Danielle's a good time. Let's go.
Absolutely. I know, but you also said, like, didn't you say, yeah, you can't tell people I'm a good time and then, you know, tell them to come to the party.
I like
So
to dance. I
you'll
like to
have
drink.
a good, we
I
have
like
a good time. We have a good time. Not
You
I
have a good
am
time.
a good time. We
You have a
have a
good
good time.
time. That's right.
And on that note, listen, thank you guys for tuning in to What WTF. I'm sure I'm trying not to curse so much. Let's Talk with Karen and Danielle. We will see you again next Tuesday at 11 a.m. So make sure that you hit that follow button so you get alerted when we go live so I can see your comments. If you are catching this on the replay on Podbean, you can comment and I can see them and I can react to them as well. But obviously we can't read it live. So thank you, Jorge. I appreciate it.
Thank you,
Thank you.
everybody.
Yes, thank you guys so much. Thank you to all those that participated. Don't forget to like, don't forget to share, and don't forget about November 11th. We will see you next Tuesday at 11 a.m. Thank you so much, Danielle. Show number two, get it
Yep.
out of the park, kid.
Yep. In the books.
In the
Talk to you soon.
books.
I'll
All
see you
right,
guys next week.
bye guys.
Bye bye.